This is the story of the Gingerbread Man. Once upon a time there was a little old woman and a little old man who lived on a farm in the countryside. One day, the little old woman was returning from the river where she had been washing her clothes when she felt her tummy rumble. "I'm hungry," she said to herself, "and I expect my husband is hungry too, as he has been working hard, looking after all the animals." Suddenly she had an idea. "I shall make a delicious gingerbread man for us both to share," she said. She hung out her washing to dry and returned to the cottage to mix the gingerbread dough. In a big mixing bowl she placed flour, butter, sugar, ginger and cinnamon. Lastly, she collected an egg from the chicken coop and added it to the mixture. With a big wooden spoon she mixed all the ingredients up and then rolled the dough out flat with a rolling pin. She cut out the shape of the gingerbread man and used raisins for his eyes, icing for his mouth, and chocolate chips for his buttons. "Now he's all ready," she said to herself, and popped him in the oven. It wasn't long before the delicious smell of freshly baked gingerbread filled the cottage. "Mmm," the little old lady said to herself, "I just can't wait to eat him." But as she took the gingerbread man out of the oven, he suddenly jumped up from the baking tray and ran towards the kitchen door. "Stop," cried the little old lady, "I want to eat you." But the gingerbread man kept on running, right out of the cottage and into the yard. He called over his shoulder as he ran. "Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." Out in the farmyard, the gingerbread man ran past the little old man. "Stop," cried the little old man, "I want to eat you." But the gingerbread man did not stop. He kept on running, calling over his shoulder as he went. "Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." The little old man chased him, followed by the little old woman. But no matter how fast they ran, they could not catch him. As the gingerbread man ran past the pig pen, the mother pig called out. "Little gingerbread man, I want to eat you." But the gingerbread man did not want to be eaten, so he kept on going, calling as he went. "Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." So the pig began to chase the gingerbread man, followed by the little old man and the little old woman. As the gingerbread man passed the barn, a cow saw him and called out, "Moo! Stop, little gingerbread man, I want to eat you." But the gingerbread man kept on going, calling to the cow as he ran. "Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." So the cow began to chase the gingerbread man,
moo,
followed by the pig, the little old man and the little old woman. Soon, the gingerbread man came to a field where a horse was grazing on some grass. The horse looked up and he saw the gingerbread man running by. "Nay, stop, little gingerbread man, I want to eat you," he called out. But the gingerbread man did not stop.
"Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
So the horse began to chase the gingerbread man,
nay,
followed by the cow,
moo,
the pig, the little old man and the little old woman. It wasn't long before the gingerbread man reached the river. He stopped at the riverbank and looked at the water flowing downstream. "Oh no," he said to himself, "I cannot swim. What shall I do? I'm going to get eaten all up." A sly and hungry fox ambled up to the gingerbread man. "I am a good swimmer. Hop onto my tail. You will be safe there, and I will carry you across the river." The gingerbread man wasn't entirely sure that he could trust the fox, but the horse,
nay,
the cow,
moo,
the pig, the little old man and the little old woman were getting closer and closer. "Okay," he said quickly, hopping onto the fox's tail, "carry me across the river." The fox jumped into the water and began swimming away from the riverbank. Meanwhile, the horse,
nay,
the cow,
moo,
the pig, the little old man and the little old woman had reached the river. they called after the gingerbread man, "Come back, we want to eat you." But the gingerbread man laughed at them and said,
"Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
"You are getting splashed there by the water on my tail," said the fox. "Why don't you hop onto my back instead?" "Well," replied the gingerbread man, "the water has washed away one of my chocolate buttons, so I will jump onto your back." And he did. When they were halfway across the river, the fox said, "You are getting too heavy for my back. Why don't you hop onto my head instead?" "Well," said the gingerbread man, "I am still a bit close to the water, and I have lost another one of my chocolate buttons, so I shall jump onto your head." And he did. The fox continued to swim across the river, and soon they were nearly at the other side. "You are not safe there on my head," said the fox. "Why don't you hop onto my nose instead?" "Well, I have lost my last chocolate button," said the gingerbread man, "so I will jump onto your nose." And he did. Just as they were about to reach the other side, the fox flipped the gingerbread man high into the air. As he began to fall back down again, the fox opened his mouth wide and swallowed the gingerbread man with one gulp. Do you think that that was the end of the gingerbread man? Do you think that he was swallowed by the fox and never seen again? Or perhaps he tickled the fox's throat from inside his mouth, so that when the fox coughed, he could quickly hop out of his mouth and run away as fast as his little legs would carry him. Why don't you decide how you would like the story to end?